When I traveled more than an hour and a half up these winding roads, far from the sounds, the smells, and the bustle of San Pedro Sula, we approached a community and a home in that community of Maria Erlinda, a woman that tells us that the water conditions are non-existent. In fact, she has to walk more than 1 hour each way to a river with a bucket and with the hope that she's going to be able to carry enough water on her very weak body up that mountainside again, back to her family. She works 7 days a week, and most of the time, she's thinking about her children, her own mother, who doesn't have the ability to go to that river herself. She's so old and frail. Maria Erlinda carries this very dangerous bucket on her head. And then what is even more dangerous is what pours out of that bucket that she has to give to her children. And she has to make sure that it's going to be safe enough for her children to drink. But it's a risk she takes. It's something that she thinks about on a daily basis. And she told me when I asked her, you know, what are her dreams? She says, my dreams are just the basics of life, to have running water. And I asked her what she prays for, and she told me, I pray for the health and safety of my children. I pray that God give me the strength for my children. An honest prayer from an honest woman. So hardworking. And the fact that she has to go to a river more than an hour on foot to find water at whatever cost, she's willing to do that until the day her prayers are answered and that she has safe water just feet away from where her children sleep, that she can turn that spigot and she doesn't have to pray that that water won't make her children sick. That's the hope of Maria Erlinda.